This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, or the party people on the YouTube stream. YouTube.com/1080AM, the fan. Let's go.
In the great words of the warrior poet Busta Rhymes, let's go.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Old Busta Bust.
I'm sure he's not thrilled today. Big Knicks fan.
Former Rutgers running back, Busta Rhymes.
Still looks like he can hit the A-gap.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably could. Was that exhibit?
Or maybe was that his problem that he always put his hands where his eyes could see?
Problematic. All right. The College Football Playoff Committee has righted their wrongs. They are moving to a straight seeding of the college football playoff moving forward. Maybe they took a long look in the mirror and said, hey, wait a minute. Maybe, just maybe, having the University of Oregon play in their first game of the college football playoff, a team that, is one of the best teams in college football, is not advantageous for the number one overall seed.
Oh.
The eventual national champion, Ohio State Buckeyes. And everybody took a long look at just the way the initial bracket was set and said, this just doesn't, it doesn't seem right. Because previously it was the top four ranked conference champions. Those were the ones that got the first round bye and were the top four seeds. They were last year, Oregon, Georgia, whose quarterback's arm fell off in their conference championship game.
That hurts.
It does hurt. It does hurt. Boise State and Arizona State. All four of those teams lost their first round games. seeding had a lot to do with it. Injuries also had a lot to do with it, sure, in like Georgia's case, right? But a way to change it and write it is going straight seeding. The top 12 teams will be seeded in the order of their final ranking of the College Football Playoff Committee.
So that ranking matters infinitely more now.
If you were to look at it in a way that, all right, what would it look like if they reseeded last year? Oregon would have been the one seed still, Georgia the two seed. So they're on opposite sides of the bracket. Texas would have been the three seed, and the four seed would have been Penn State. That means that the SEC and Big Ten got the top four seeds. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, it's probably going to be what's happening moving forward.
Standard operating procedure.
Okay. But everything else would have changed. So this is how it would have played out. The winner of Indiana as the eight seed versus Boise State, the nine seed, would have played Oregon in the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
The winner of Tennessee, the seven seed, versus SMU, the 10 seed, would have played Georgia in their semifinal game, or their quarterfinal game. Then you would have had Ohio State hosting Arizona State for a chance to play Texas in the quarterfinals. And then your final matchup would have been the 5 seed Notre Dame hosting the 12 seed Clemson with a chance to play Penn State. And then the winners of
that part of the bracket's a little tougher, that's for sure.
Oregon, the side of the bracket, Oregon and Penn State would have been on the same side. So if you're imagining it, the left side of the bracket would have been Oregon as the one seed, Penn State as the four seed. They would have played each other in the semifinals. On the right side of the bracket, you would have had Georgia, Texas, along with Tennessee, SMU, Ohio State, and Arizona State on the right side of the bracket. Mm-hmm. And they would have met in the quarterfinals. And you've meshed that thing all the way to the championship game. That makes a hell of a lot more sense.
Sure.
I mean, the bracket itself was just busted this past year with the way the teams were seeded.
And kind of going forward, it's obviously going to matter more now. And as far as, you know, where teams end up, and, you know, a team like Ohio State that doesn't get that opportunity because they fall apart to Michigan.
Yeah.
It can, like, all of a sudden that end of the season game matters that much more.
Well, the reality is Ohio State, with the way they played, they were going to win the national championship, whether they were...
No matter who they played.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were an absolute buzzsaw.
Yeah.
But the fact that you are now, with the way that they were seeded, though, inherently the one seed and the two seed overall, they would have had to play one of the best at-large teams no matter what in that quarterfinal game. And that's what they were trying to rectify, and that's what they wanted to correct. How they got there, though... This is going to surprise people.
Mm.
Money.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah. Because you get $4 million for getting to the College Football Playoff.
That's decent.
You get $4 million extra for making it to the quarterfinals. So if you got a top four seed, you automatically just got $8 million in your pocket.
Not bad.
That's good cash, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What they decided to do was say the top four highest-ranked conference champions still get the $8 million.
Yep.
So in this case, even though they don't get a first round bye, Boise State, Arizona State, who no longer get that bye, they still get $8 million. And unfortunately for them, they have to go on the road.
Yeah.
Would you be opposed if one of the tweaks was you get that $8 million, but you get to host?
I think that's fair.
So instead of Ohio State, Arizona State being in the shoe, even though Ohio State is the higher seeded team or the better seeded team, that Arizona State gets that home game because they won their conference.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And look, Ohio State and Indiana, who would be playing Boise State, they didn't just not win their conference. Mm-hmm. They didn't even play in their conference championship game.
No, this is how you keep the conference title games still mattering.
Is I would like to see that be a part of it.
Yeah, I would too.
I think that would be
fair. I like
fair.
That little addendum.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, Tennessee and SMU, go ahead, play that in Neyland. In Notre Dame, Clemson, go ahead, play that in South Bend.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that is totally fine. But I think you should get that $8 million and say, you know what, you get to host that game.
Yeah.
That would be, because that would mean a hell of a lot to the Boise community mm-hmm. at large.
And they'd show up. And also, you talk about the $8 million, it's also another game day in their pocket. That yeah. matters.
They get that cash.
That's another gate for them, and that's more for their sponsors. It's more than everything else goes in there. And I'm sure that's very impactful for those guys.
I think that would be a good,
yeah.
a nice compromise and common
ground
there.
I've been begging for this. Give me a freaking college football playoff on the Smurf turf.
I felt like that. Now, they did water down a little bit mm-hmm. of the home field advantage
yeah.
for those games this past year. And I'm okay with the way that they did it because of the fact that the rule was if you hosted a game, you couldn't do anything new.
It's got to be the same as something you've done before.
And then they would also give a tip of the hat and say, we're going to do a couple of things that the visiting team does in their home stadium mm-hmm. too. So I think that, like, they're not playing like at the Tennessee Ohio State game. They weren't playing Rocky Top mm-hmm. every first down.
Yeah.
They weren't playing, you know, Rocky Top every third down when they were on defense but like when they scored, they would play Rocky Top,
sure.
which didn't really happen.
Yeah. Some stuff.
And it would have created, as this texture points out, a lot of fun matchups too. That Boise, Indiana game.
Oh, that would have been electric.
That would have gotten drunk.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Real, real quick and in a hurry.
I think that Notre Dame and Clemson would have been a fun game, too.
Contrasting fights. Like, there's a world you could talk me into. I know Notre Dame ends up in the final, but there's a world you can talk me into that Clemson can win that game.
Arizona State, Ohio State. Ohio State would have bludgeoned them like they did everybody else, but give me Cam Scataboo.
Yeah. And, I mean, It would have been a bummer because we would not have gotten the Arizona State-Texas game that we got, which yeah. was bonkers.
Could have gotten in the next round if Arizona yeah. State gets by Ohio State,
sure.
though. And the quarterfinal matchups that you would have probably been looking at, I don't know who wins that Indiana-Boise game in the 8-9 matchup. I think that would have been really damn fun.
It would have been nice to see Ashton Jeanty go up against that defense just to see yeah. what happens there, because that man getting loose would have been... Whew.
But your quarterfinal matchups would have likely been... Notre Dame, Penn State, mm-hmm. historic matchup. Yep. Some bad blood there, which we also saw in the playoff mm-hmm. as it was. You would have likely saw Tennessee, Georgia, which is a rivalry game in its own right, in a rematch that year. And you would have seen Ohio State, Texas, two incredibly large brands playing yes. against each other.
I think
that would have been great.
Yeah.
And it would have given us more drama.
I think what we got
makes
was
more
fantastic.
Sense. It did. It was. It was great.
Like the runs that we got from particularly the Arizona States of the world were incredible. I mean, even in Boise State getting knocked out, I mean, Jeanty coming to life in the second half was still huge. Like you got a college football playoff that was incredible. And I think this has the potential to make it more, you know, equitable, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
It does take some of the variability out of it, which I don't know if I necessarily like, because I like the fact that, hey, the bracket shook out this way, and now how weird does this get?
I like it.
Like we talked about this the other day. Chris Vernon, his line about going to NBA games. The best thing about going to an NBA game, regular season, postseason, whatever it is, there's a chance you can go and see something you've never seen before. If you were at Knicks Pacers last night, you saw something we've never seen before. And in football, that's not quite as common because the math on in football in general, particularly college and NFL, the better team usually wins. Like it's just you just don't get upsets that often.
Yeah.
But when you all of a sudden you spice some things up and things get a little wonky in the bracket, now you can maybe find something to happen. Now it's not going to happen every single year, but when it does. Boys are great.
What I also appreciate that the college football playoff is doing is that they went into the first year and said, we're open for change. And they are changing it. They are not going to sit back. They're not going to wait. They said, nope, we're going to make this change. We're going to make it this year. Unanimous approval, by the way, of the new format. I also appreciate, though, that they said, we are not going to commit to this beyond the 2025 season because... They gave us a 12-team playoff. They are going to sit there and say, if we need to tinker with it more, we're going to leave that option open for us. The 2026 format does not exist yet. So they are still keeping the door open for, mm-hmm. hey, look, if something isn't right, maybe it is that down the road we go, you win your conference championship, you get to host a game, and you get that $8 million. I would love to see that. Yeah. They're leaving the door open for any changes moving forward. And I for one, applaud college football. Imagine that. The college football playoff runs independently and not alongside the NCAA.
Oh, weird.
And they're starting to get things right.
Oh, weird.
Well, I mean, they did screw up the 4-team playoff by locking in for so long that they had no room to adjust, though. So even while they were running independently. All right, 503-864-6326. That be the fan text line. I saw something right as the show began.
Mm.
And it better not kill game one of the Western Conference Finals.
Oof.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, the Western Conference Finals get underway tonight between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the, or excuse me, Game 2. Monday night we had Game 1, where OKC has a 1-0 series lead, and it got away from Minnesota Game 1 at the end. But this game, it's almost like they called in the bullpen to make sure this game is tied at the end.
Mm.
Because the referee crew for the T-Wolves Thunder tonight is JB DeRosa, Pat Frawer, Tony Brothers, and lead official Scott Foster.
The extender himself.
And Mr. Takeover a Game himself and Tony Brothers. Like, they put the two officials that universally, I think there's three officials that everybody knows now in the NBA. Now that guys like Danny Crawford are out. You've got Tony Brothers. You've got Scott Foster. And then Ed Malloy, I think, are the three officials that people would recognize when an NBA game comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just know them. You're like, oh.
And that's a problem.
You go, oh, okay. Yeah. And then maybe, what is it Capers, the guy who does the dramatic calls? Like on the replay reviews?
Bill Kennedy.
Bill Kennedy.
The replay king.
Bill Kennedy does, yeah, he has like dramatic pauses.
Gave the side eye to the Blazers, front court waitress, attendee, whatever you want to call it. She walked through the camera and he just stopped and watched her. And
yeah, he's one for the theatrics there.
Mm-hmm.
But Foster and Brothers, those are two guys mm-hmm. that universally, in this, I mean, some would say, I would not, but that if every fan base hates them, they're doing something right. But I think those two guys make the game more about themselves than, and really influence the outcomes of games.
And not in a fun, quirky way like Crawford or Bavetta did. There was a, there was a certain way that you could go about it. And don't get me wrong, Joey Crawford teeing up Tim Duncan for staring at him from the bench was hilarious. Dumb, but hilarious. And obviously the back and forth with Bavetta all the time. But, like, those were guys as rough and gruff as they were. Players respected them.
Mm-hmm.
Players, unabashedly, not only don't like Scott Foster, they don't respect him as a person. Like, don't like the dude. I've been in the locker room and for both home and away teams and heard them, like, oh, jeez. Like, you know, in the referee assignments, they see. Because for those who don't know, it's taped to the wall.
Yeah.
Every team has their reports and everybody does their own separate way. Like, hey, this ref does this. Don't talk to a ref this way. If you're going to talk to this guy, you need to make sure you do this. If this is a guy you don't talk to. That's a real thing. The playoff stats, and yes, there are stats available for everything, including referees. The interesting thing about Brothers and Foster, Foster is a guy that tends to favor the road team more, where Brothers is a ref that tends to favor the home team more, and their offsets are almost identical.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm looking at the point differential for games officiated here for officials in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Is this right? The home, and this kind of counters to what you said, but the Scott Foster's, the home team point differential is 25.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Well, it depends on the games that he, you know, you get a OKC getting an 87-point first half against Denver kind of a deal. It can throw that off quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Brothers is 9.4. JB DeRosa, home teams are 19.6 better than the opponents. All of those guys are
That's their playoff stats, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing stats. Is you have such low volume. If you look over the course of the year, it's a little bit different. And that's why Scott Foster is known as the extender.
The extender.
The road team typically does perform better when Scott Foster is the lead official on a night.
All right. Those are pretty incredible numbers, though. And that's just one thing I hope we do not see.
Yeah, look.
We do not see ref shows.
I love it when I don't know the refs are there.
Yeah, it's the best.
Zach Zarba, to me, is the best ref in the NBA right now. Not only is he a guy that has a great rapport and relationship with players, like, you talk to him, he doesn't get worked up. Like, Tim McMahon of ESPN, he has a thing a bit going. If referees that are under 6 foot, they all have the little man syndrome.
Ooh.
Tivin's a smaller guy. I think Tivin's also the one, if I remember right, that tripped over Nurk's leg.
Yeah, his mangled leg.
His compound fractured leg. He kicked it.
Ugh.
Why you step over that person at that point in time is just
one of
the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are certain refs that you know that their trigger is very short. Like, Bill Kennedy, like, don't get me wrong, he's theatrical and stuff like that. He will do, the both hands up, like, calm down, come talk to me. Come mm-hmm. talk to me. And then there are refs that will do the both hands up and go, get the hell away from me.
I'm going to tee you up.
Like, there's different ways they're going about it. I much prefer refs that will let you talk.
Diffuse the situation.
Yeah, and not just that, like, but also then there's guys like Draymond that will get 20 yep. feet of rope, but it's like, come on, man, you gotta dial that in a little bit.
All right, Western Conference Finals, game two tonight, mm-hmm. Minnesota versus OKC. We thought of this. Who are the top five Minnesota Timberwolves all time?
I mean, you obviously start KG.
Kevin Garnett, obviously, like he's number one.
Number one with a bullet.
Yep.
Kevin Love.
Number two. No doubt about it.
After that, it gets a little dicier.
You could argue.
Ant could be there right now.
You could argue that three of their top five are currently on their roster.
Ant and Rudy.
Ant, Rudy, and Julius Randle, if he ends up playing there for a few more years. Because think of this. If you have Kevin Garnett, Kevin Love, Anthony Edwards, I think those are like your slam dunk no doubters. But then do you go to Wally Szczerbiak?
I was just going to say it's probably Wally.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Sam Mitchell.
Terrell Brandon might be one of the five best players to ever play for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Wiggins and Rubio.
Think of that.
Now you know why this franchise has sucked for so long.
Johnny Flynn.
Just think of that. Like, it's incredible. Now, they haven't been around for very long. What, 88 was their first year? Is that right?
So, Anthony Edwards is already fourth all-time in field goal attempts for the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Like,
it's KG, Cat, Wiggins, Edwards.
He's what, 23 years old?
Yeah. And then it's Sam Mitchell, Wally Szczerbiak, Doug West, Kevin Love, Tony Campbell, and then Naz Reid. Naz Reid is already top 10 in field goal attempts.
Like, and that's why I say the next three might be on this roster right now for the Timberwolves.
You want to hear something disgusting?
Yeah.
Guess who their fourth leading rebounder is in franchise history?
Troy Hudson.
No, it's
Ricky Rubio.
Gorgie Jang.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. This is what I'm talking about.
Rudy Gobert, who's been there for, 2 years, is already sixth. Christian Laettner is seventh. Al Jefferson is eighth. Ant is ninth in total rebounds. Naz Reid is tenth.
And that, to me, like, I was thinking about that as I was just looking up some, like, stats about Minnesota and looking at this series. I was just like, who are their top five players?
You will never guess who is third all-time in assists for that franchise. There's a Portland tie. There is someone currently employed by the Portland Trailblazers.
Terry Porter?
Nope.
It's like, he didn't play there, did he?
Right position, that's for sure.
Currently employed by the Portland Trailblazers?
He's not on the Trailblazers. I read it wrong. It's not on the Trailblazers. It's a different Pooh. It's Pooh Richardson, not Pooh Jetter.
Not Pooh Jetter. Oh, I just saw Pooh Richardson.
I thought Pooh didn't play for the Timberwolves.
He barely played in the NBA. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Pooh Richardson is third all time in assists for the Timberwolves. Like, just going through these lists, it is insane. KG is based. I think he leads them in damn near everything.
Yeah. Where's Terrell Brandon on the assists?
Fifth.
Fifth all-time?
Ant Edwards is sixth. He's 81 assists behind him.
Who's their all-time leader?
KG.
KG. Kevin Garnett is?
KG leads them in rebounds, assists, points. 3-point field goals is Ant Edwards now.
I'm going to guess probably also games and minutes played, too. Games. KG leads.
So Sam Mitchell's got KG's got a 220-game lead on Sam Mitchell. He's a third of the way to KG. He's at 381. KG's at 970. Minutes played, field goals, field goal attempts. Like, the only thing that Garnett doesn't lead in is three-point field goals made, free throw percentage, true shooting percentage, minutes per game, like it's all random stuff.
Yeah. There's a couple texters saying Stephon Marbury. He played there for a year and a half. Nope, not even a year and a half.
And he's seventh all-time in assists.
He played a total of 85 games.
A season's worth.
For the Minnesota Timberwolves, because he played 67 in his rookie year and then was traded 18 games into the season his second year to the Nets.
I mean, so this is a sad, unbelievably sad list.
Yeah.
And this is why this franchise has just been dog water. They just haven't had anybody. They haven't had anybody.
Is Latrell Sprewell?
KG and Ant are so far and above the best player. And again, KG's a top 15 player, top 20 player of all time. Like, that's nothing to slouch at.
Yeah.
And Ant could end up being an all-time great for sure. But they haven't even had, like, good all-stars. You know what I mean? Like,
Kevin Love. I mean, Kevin Love.
Well, yeah, okay.
Kevin Love.
That's true. Your Mount Rushmore is probably KG, Love, Ant, insert fourth player here.
Yeah. Like, the top five is really hard. The top four is even hard.
Yeah. Like, the fourth guy is Rubio?
Cat? Maybe it's like Jimmy Butler.
Is it Wiggins?
I don't know, man. That's why I asked the question.
God.
Is because, like, when you think about it, it's the most ridiculous. The most ridiculous. And this is a team that 37 years they've been in existence. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to find five great players for them. I mean, it would have been very easy in the first 37 years of existence for the Portland Trailblazers to find five players.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
God, yes.
Very easy.
I mean, if you threw to Monty Kamara his career on the Timberwolves, would he all of a sudden have an argument?
Yeah, I don't know.
To being your fifth best player in your franchise's history?
Yeah. Ooh, J.R. Ryder?
Namesake, sure.
Won a dunk contest for you. You might do it just because of that. Because he won a dunk contest. A little East Bay funk.
My goodness. That's just crazy. All right, coming up next, it's our worst day on the web. Maybe it's a best day on the web. I don't know. You know, we talk for a living every day for 3 hours. We're not immune to, having to run to the bathroom occasionally. But one media member, I think, just set a new precedent for dedication to the craft. We'll get to that next. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with a Sports Center update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Well, Dusty, I think One Media Personality has us beat when it comes to commitment to the craft.
Oh, do ya?
An anchor in Albany.
New York or Oregon?
New York. Olivia Jockuth went into labor during her newscast.
Hell yeah.
And she continued to finish out.
Warrior.
The newscast. They Warrior. Came in with a, well, we have breaking news. Our cohort here is going into labor. And she's like, no, let's relax. It's early labor.
Hey, this is evidence filed to the courts. Exhibit 5,800,000,003. As to why women are much more tough and brave than men.
It's such an insane thing.
Well, yeah, that's a human that's saying, all right, it's go time. And she's like, nah, I'm good. Meanwhile, I got a burrito that doesn't sit well in my belly. And I'm like, deuces, middle of the segment. I'm out.
Gotta go.
You know, I might be gone for a couple of segments. I don't know.
Look, if you've ever watched on YouTube and you've seen me give Dusty a look.
Yep.
And then it sounds like Dusty's doing an entire segment without me. It's because my tummy said no.
And when nature calls, you got to answer, buddy. And she was like, nah, yeah. We're fine.
She stood up there and did it. She said, I'd rather be at work than be at the hospital.
Now, that is a true statement. Yeah. That right there.
Because that's accepting that it's happening. Now, I have been at the hospital for multiple births. I have not been in the room. I'll save that for me and my wife. Like, I don't know what that's like. I've been around it. You guys have obviously been there.
Stay north of the sheet.
Oh, God, yeah. No. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what happens down there. No.
There'll come a time where you're like, maybe. I'm just telling you, stay north.
Yeah, I'd stayed up north.
Stay north.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
No.
Of course, both of our kids, they were C-sections too.
Oh, okay.
Like emergency C-sections. But so, I mean, I was in the room during it, but yes, regardless, I stayed north.
Did you say my dad's a doctor? And they're like, oh, really? He's a dentist, but I got this. No.
I mean, those kids are going to have teeth at some point.
I'm thinking of going into the family business. It's not how it works, Jeff. That's funny.
I just, you know, the audacity of to do this just seems crazy, right?
It does. But then again, women are far tougher. You know?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Not right now. It's fine.
I mean, the women create a, you know, substance in their brain that literally helps them forget.
Now, I'm
what childbirth was.
I am wondering though if like it would be downplayed a little bit if she was like, "No, this would be great content." It's like, "No, it won't." Or there's a producer or director in her ear like, "No, this is content that people want." It's like, "No, nobody wants this."
No.
Nobody wants this at all. But I applaud her. She is, you know, by the way, congratulations to, what was her name?
Jacqueline?
Jacqueline Jockuth?
No, I'm sorry. No, Olivia Jockuth.
Olivia Jockuth. Jockuth?
Jockuth. Jockuith.
Wow. Man. Here's a text. If one of you guys accidentally deuced yourself during a segment, could you play it off and continue through?
No, God, no.
I mean, to the listening public, there's no way I could play it off to you.
No. We're in a soundproof box, which basically is like smell-proof at that point. No. I'd be locked in here with that. There'd be no way.
Yeah.
If one of us did that, we would not be able to not mention it on the radio.
A whole nother meeting to hotboxing it in
right.
there.
Yeah, no. I mean,
no, that wouldn't happen. Like, you couldn't do it.
Like, I
no way.
I can handle a lot of things. Particularly my own stuff. You know, like if I get hurt bad, I'm actually okay. I'm not happy about it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if I see somebody else get hurt or something terrible happens to somebody else, it affects me infinitely more. Like, I can't handle somebody else's, like, gruesome injuries. You know what I mean?
What, you mean, like, the cut down to the bone of the guy yesterday?
Yeah, like, yesterday I was like, oh, gee, good dude, come on now. You know, when I do that, I'm like, oh, man, that's going to require stitches. You know, that kind of a deal. But more than that, I can't do smells.
Oh.
Like, if something is bad, I'm gone. Like, bad smells, like, that is the, like... And I'm talking like sickening, rottening, like those kind of things. Like I can't, like I will.
Discretion is not your strong suit. You have strong reactions.
I do. Yeah, I do. I just, it's just, it's what it is. Like, I mean, without going into detail, I've been in places that were very, very, very bad. You know, you can think war zones.
Yeah.
In the first couple of times, I puked.
Yeah.
I just puked my brains out. Like, you're just like,
nah.
Whoa, dog. Like, and even now, thinking about it, I'm getting the
I'm opposite.
The water. Have you seen the people that have the automatic gag reflex? Like if they hear the sound, there's a husband and wife. They've got a TikTok, and he likes to tease her by tossing her the racket, the electric racket that you used like to swat mosquitoes. Yeah, that sound, and like. He just throws it to her, and she just sees something being thrown at her, and she grabs the electric part of it, and she zaps herself. Then she gets pissed at him, and then he just goes, "Hut!" And so she starts doing the
gross
"Hut!" thing, like, over and over and over again.
That's just mean.
It is, but it's hilarious. It's lowest common denominator, but I laugh every single time.
Here's a text. With our second child, my wife missed the window for an epidural. Consequently, she swore more than any other time in her life and nearly broke my fingers squeezing them so hard. Yeah, yeah. Like, everything, like, that reminds me of, like, when we had our first, my wife had, like, this plan. I'm going to have natural, like, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you need to, like, tell me. Mm-hmm. Like,
this
no,
is what you wanted.
This is with the plan. Mm-hmm. You don't want this. It got to a point where she looked me dead in the eyes and she goes, shut the F up. We're doing this.
Give me the drugs.
And I was like, we need that cart in here now. Let's get this thing going.
When the wife starts folding your arm like origami, it's time to be like, all right, whatever you say, sweetie.
Yeah. I was willing to live with the consequences after her. And she was like, no, you did good. I was like, yeah, I don't, didn't feel like it at the time.
Why does my arm have another joint in it?
Yeah.
I think I need one of those now.
Yep, you
know? It's kind of one, like, of those situations.
That was you being happy with me?
Miracle of life, guys.
Yeah.
You know, just is what it is. All right, so that's our worst day of the week. Coming up next, you know, this is a worst day, unfortunately. The Indianapolis Colts owner, Jim Irsay, passed away at 65 years old. We'll get that next here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay passed away Wednesday night at the age of 65 years old. Irsay was one of the most provocative, outspoken, off-the-rails, entertaining, disappointing, disruptive, and focal points of the NFL for a very long period for so many reasons.
He was flawed, but he was genuine, and he was a guy that wasn't afraid to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like the main thing about Jim Irsay, is that he is so different than any of the other, I guess you could call them Nepo owners in the NFL.
The Nepo babies.
His dad, Robert Irsay, was, I mean, kind of a jerk by all accounts. I mean, the guy who ripped the Colts out of Baltimore in the middle of the night with the Mayflower trucks and drove them into Indianapolis. And Jim Irsay, in like reading about the guy in his passing, is like, he tried everything he could to be the opposite of what his dad was, including, like, as his dad was a successful businessman and an owner of an NFL franchise, he started as a ball boy and literally learned every aspect of the Colts organization until he ultimately took over as owner of the team in his 30s, like his mid-30s.
Yeah.
He took over ownership of the Baltimore or the Indianapolis Colts, and he wanted to do everything completely the opposite of the way his father did it. But as you read about the life and, you know, the half cup full theory, he fell into the same trappings that his dad did with substance abuse.
Yeah.
And
whether it's substance abuse, whether it's cocaine, whether it's alcohol and getting the DUI and some of the excerpts we got from him that definitely felt like or sounded like they were substance enabled.
Well, you mean his Twitter feed for a long time?
Yes.
Like it was, and that's where he was flawed, but he was also good-hearted and genuine in a lot of ways.
And he was open and he embraced those flaws, and he talked about mental health and the things that mattered. And
yeah.
He was distanced from reality, as anybody who's born into that life is, but he was more in touch with reality than pretty much all of those guys. And whether it's McAfee or Saturday or Manning or everyone, they all talk about, yeah, he was eccentric and he was this, but like he was as close to an everyman kind of guy as you could get at that spot. And he knew the game. Like mm-hmm. you talked about, he worked his way up from the ball boy all the way up. This is not a guy who, you know, nepotism fell into it. I'm going to go run this the way I'm going to run. No, this is a guy who knew and understood the game and the people.
Yeah. He was an interesting cat for sure. And like, he also like football wasn't just all he was. Like he had the guitar collection where every like piece of
Paul Allen's the only other guy that has like more memorabilia than Jim Irsay.
It's crazy.
Like he has his own like Hall of Fame kind of museum type. Like he has like to what I think everybody kind of knows the one piece of memorabilia that he has Kurt Cobain's guitar from the Smells Like Teen Spirit music video.
And Jerry Garcia's.
Yeah. Like
his Jerry Garcia's, was it Tiger? I think is the name of the guitar from Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. He was a different dude, and he did it his way. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
And there is something too, though, the longevity and the how long he was around mm-hmm. the National Football League, that he may have been a wild card. He obviously had his warts, mm-hmm. but he knew so much about the old guard of the NFL. Yeah. And his view on it was so different than the Rooneys or the Maras and Tishes and Hunt families, because he wasn't the guy who was groomed by his parents to become the owner. He was the guy who learned the gritty side of the NFL's ownership.
More blue collar.
And it was having that guy leave, especially at, you know, 65, he's young.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a hard 65 years.
Yeah, his daughter is going to be taking over the franchise.
Three kids are going to be taking over. And look, having that, and you're not preparing like he was because he became the GM when he was 24 years old because he started literally as a child doing stuff behind the scenes there. And that type of upbringing within the organization, it may be handed over to his kids, but the Colts are going to be drastically different because he went from general manager to owner. I mean, he's the guy that drafted Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I mean,
the time, that was a call. Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to take Peyton Manning or are you going to take Ryan Leaf? Yeah. He ended up taking the right guy.
And this is a guy who cried when, you know, Peyton had to go. And he cried when Andrew Luck has the neck injuries. Like, this is a guy who cared. He gave a damn. And he also said, I might die tonight, when talking about Jonathan Taylor and, you know, that whole contract thing. Like, it ran the gamut. It was such a unique relationship with Jim Irsay and that organization, that city, their fans, their players. And in a time like when somebody passes away, you don't typically want, and your knee-jerk reaction is to think about the better and finer times, but every single former player is coming out and just like they're heartbroken.
Yeah.
It's like
he's different.
And you can't say that about most owners in the league.
Yeah, he wasn't perfect.
No, no. And I think the fact that his flaws are there in front and center was part of who he was. And I think that mattered. And I think that's the way that he'll be remembered, is that, yeah, he did have, like, you know, from my fandom, you know, and Al Davis. Al Davis was bat-ass crazy. He had his flaws, man. But because of those flaws were front and center, and because of the things that he did that mattered, his legacy lived. I'm literally having an Al freaking thing on my shoes right now. Like, I think Ursay is going to have that kind of impact to that organization. Like, his memory will continue to go on, and his imprint on that organization and that city and that fan base will continue on.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where the Colts go from here, though, because when you have that void,
mm-hmm.
it can be very different.
Now we saw a transition like this that took place with the Lakers,
yeah.
with Dr. Busk passing away, and then was it four Busk kids, and then the ensuing fight and one family member being thrown out. Oops, not great, Bob. Not great.
How do you know you are the lesser of the children in the Oof. Family when your siblings give you the boot?
Yeah, they come together to throw you out. That's some real Succession type stuff. Not great. All right, coming up next, we did have an incredible game one in the Eastern Conference Finals between the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. But there's a question that I have coming out of that game. Is Tyrese Haliburton the new best heel in the NBA? We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, Tenney the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.